I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I want to talk about, this may sound insensitive and inappropriate, but it's not.
Yeah.
We want to hear when you thought the universe wanted you dead.
That's so sensitive and inappropriate.
You're right. There's a story. It's Post Malone. You were just singing a Post Malone song a second ago. Which one was you doing?
I didn't know that. This is his name just, but I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know that was his name.
Yep.
I thought they're posting social media Malone.
No, his name's Post Malone.
Yeah.
First, he was on a plane that had to make an emergency landing. Then he was in a nasty car crash. And now armed robbers, three male subjects, broke into where he used to live, thinking it was still his place.
Jeez.
And they pistol whipped the new resident who's like, who's Post Malone?
I know. He's like, am I a Post Malone?
According to TMZ, one of the men yelled, where's Post Malone? While they were stealing a bunch of cash, jewelry, and cell phones.
Is that our new brand? Where's Post Malone?
Yes, it's a new game. It's Where's Waldo has been replaced with Where's Post Malone?
Fun.
Or if you're Steve... Who's Post Malone?
I know, I feel bad.
But here's the deal. Somebody cool must have moved in there because they had 20 grand worth of stuff to steal.
Wow.
So this is what we mean by the universe wants you dead. Okay? We want to hear, if you've had a near-death experience, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
We need it when you've had a bunch of them.
There we go.
Like, it feels like you're living out the movie Final Destination. Like, oh my God, I almost died in a car crash.
Oh, wow.
And then a plane crashed. And then, I can never remember this dude's name, but he was from around here. The Greco-Roman dude.
Oh, a Rulon.
Yes!
From Wyoming. He won the gold medal. Yeah, in the Olympics.
How many times? He was in multiple plane. I swear he was in more than one plane crash.
He was in a snowmobile accident where he got stuck out on a frozen lake or something, or the snowmobile got buried.
Did he have fingers or toes?
Toes.
Or
yeah, I think he had some toes amputated. And then something else happened right after that.
Like a combine fell off of a...
right.
No, he's had
under Rulon.
Legitimately
a
bunch of things all happened to him in a succession.
Stay in your house for a while. Don't participate in life. Just drop out of life.
That's the Steve's answer.
After a while.
You know how many near-death experiences Steve has had? None.
And that's a good thing. Why is that a bad thing?
Because you're not doing anything.
I do stuff, just not like stuff like this guy.
Okay, Dylan McWilliams. He's 20 years old. He has been bitten by a shark.
Yeah.
Attacked by a bear. And bitten by a rattlesnake in just over 3 years.
Yeah. But, okay, I mean, but he's putting himself in a position to get bitten by sharks.
How do you put yourself in the position
by bears
to get...
And
oh, you mean
by
getting in water?
Yeah, or hanging around where bears are hanging around.
Outside?
Yes. Well, specifically.
Your whole argument is man, if you just wouldn't go where sharks are, the ocean?
Yes.
Yeah, or where bears are, the forest? Or where snakes are, everywhere.
Yes.
So where is safe, Steve? Do you have a gun safe in your house that you lock yourself in that has an oxygen tube running into it?
No.
Look, nothing bad ever happens to me.
Just stop going up to the sharks, the bears, and the snakes. He works at a zoo, I bet. The chances of that happening are...
You're right. Last time I was over at the Denver Zoo, I couldn't get enough of the shark exhibit.
Or the snakes.
There it is. There is a snake exhibit.
Oh, they really have a snake exhibit?
Yes, this is where you tried to come over the top of me with something.
The monkeys. I tried. No get. Anyway.
Okay, now we don't want to make this impossible for you to call.
Right.
Because we want you to tell your story about how it felt like for a time, or maybe you can talk about your mom or your dad or somebody that you know that seemed like they had a curse, like they had a black cloud. You don't have to have three huge things like a shark, a bear, and a rattlesnake all forming together into a youth gang.
A gang
and finding a way to sharks like, all right, you got to get me wet again because I'm starting to shrivel. All right. Rawr. That was the bear, by the way.
Oh, I can tell because the snake probably
would have been like, seriously? You're seriously dry again? See what the hiss? See what I did there?
No, I
felt like I had to explain it, but I mean, the rest of you, now you know the characters. Rawr, are you cool, shark? Yeah! I don't know. I don't really have any voice.
Oh, is that kind of a...
Yeah! The shark's is the big one. Yeah, yeah! I'm good! Hey, Snakey, how you doing?
Snakey.
Super.
He can only say S words. The snake, that's...
Certainly.
Can we stop this because I've run out of
passwords? Well, it's okay.
A skydiver fell 14,000 feet.
Yeah, in a tandem jump. So he had the instructor break his
Was
vault.
He really in a tandem?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. So they're both...
So it's two people going, no!
Exactly.
Can you imagine the sound of that?
No.
Now, here's why this one counts as the universe wanted to kill you. Having your chute not open, that's not great.
Right.
And you would feel like you should definitely not be alive.
Yeah.
So they pull the chute. It doesn't work.
Right.
They're like, I'm guessing that the front guy had a little bit of a conniption. And the back guy, he's the experienced one going, don't sweat it.
Right.
We're just going to cut this and we'll pull the reserve and we're going to be fine. Breathe, fool.
Exactly.
They pulled the reserve.
And it got tangled.
Yeah.
And they had a, yeah, that one wasn't working either.
So it tore sort of as it opened. And so they just spun wildly.
The student actually asked the instructor, are we going to die?
How do you answer that question?
I know. The instructor was, I don't know.
That's a decent shot.
I'm not sure.
Well, let me get my iPhone out. Let's see. Calculating terminal velocity and how high up we are. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, we're good to go.
How do you feel your bones are going to react to 167 miles an hour hitting the ground? Poorly? Then yes, we're dead.
Well, the best part is the student. The instructor fell smashed for Earth.
Oh, because he is lower a little bit.
Yeah.
Got him like up on. Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently.
Did they both live?
Yeah. They both fell. They crashed into some sort of dam, water dam and a golf course. And it was kind of like soft and gentle.
Soft and gentle.
I know. It's like just.
It's the name of the course.
Soft and gentle.
Please welcome to our new golf course, Soft and Gentle. Hey, guys.
What up?
Looks like the universe wants you dead. Too bad we just stocked that pool right there with sharks.
And snakes.
And bears. Rawr. Seriously, they're falling from the sky. I don't care about anybody else. That's funny. We brought the whole thing back around.
I was entertained.
Okay, this has been a play in one act by Slacker and Sneaky.
Oh, God.
I was Snakey. All right, so here's the deal. Mm. If you think the universe wants you dead,
yeah.
If you think you're Post Malone.
If death is running around after you, just
following
chasing
you,
you
around,
down.
It just like the Grim Reaper sits on the hood of your Hyundai. Hey.
Post Malone's Hyundai?
Yes. Who used to own this car? Heard this was Post Malone's.
Wait. when they robbed that place thinking it was Post Malone, they asked, where's Post Malone? That's got to be. Where's Post Malone? Whenever you rob someplace,
where's Post Malone? That's what you do.
I had to settle for you, yes, but where's Post Malone?
Next time you rob a bank, hey, is this Post Malone's bank? No? All right, give me your money anyway. Where is Post?
Right, exactly.
It's the new excuse for committing crimes.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Where is Post Malone?
All right, seriously, when we actually do this on the air, let's cut all this crap
definitely,
out.
Definitely, yes.
This whole banter guy went way too far. So if you think the universe wants you dead, we'd love to hear your story. Mindy?
Yay.
Yay.
Why does the universe want you dead?
Oh, certainly. This spanned a period of 4 years.
Okay.
Our family never went on vacation, but at age 7, finally, we got to go on our first vacation. We went to Estes Park in the big Thompson Valley flood.
Oh, my God. That was a massive flood. I was but an embryo, but it was, I remember my parents talk about that. They talk about like logs. If you've driven up to Estes, right?
Yeah.
That whole canyon was just, logs look like toothpicks, like whole trees look like toothpicks just coming down that mountain.
Wow.
We were sitting on a log when we got rescued by Chinook helicopters.
Wow.
Okay, what happened to you after that?
Okay, then at age 8, we went to South Dakota, and our hotel got hit by a tornado, and we got rescued by the police department.
Jeez.
It sort of seems like your parents are putting you places that are in harm's way, though.
South Dakota.
Yeah, then once it was hurricane season, we headed out to the Caribbean. All right, sorry, what happened next?
Oh, so age 9, I convinced my parents we should just stay home a little bit safer and just go to Elitch's. And we saw a man fall out of a roller coaster and die. And then we got stuck on the chairlift and had to be rescued by firemen.
All right, I don't often say this, but you should adopt Steve's lifestyle.
Yes,
immediately. Just,
yeah, remove yourself from general society.
You need to be wearing oven mitts at all times.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Mindy, that's bad. The universe wants you dead. Thank you. Alicia.
Yay.
Why does the universe want you dead?
They wanted me dead before I was even born. So don't feel bad when I say this.
Oh, God.
So my mom was pistol whipped when she was 8 months pregnant and left on the side of the road for me and my mom to be like dunzers. So I was born, had medical issues. I had 6 eye surgeries after that. Every single one of them, they almost lost me. Then I caught a infection when I was 3, had 2 heart attacks. The second one literally killed me. They called me DOA. My mom freaked out, ripped everything out of me, was on my chest, broke 3 of my ribs, and got my heart started again.
What?
So I think she got the Reaper to quit following me. She was done.
By jerking the metal, like, she shoved aside nurses. Like, yeah. You were dead at 3. Wow. So are you good now? You think you really, like, scared the Reaper off of you?
Sometimes I wondered by little things that happened throughout my life, but I'm like, no, I think I'm okay. I think I'm okay.
That is wicked.
But I guess there's only one time for it to be not okay. And then I wouldn't.
Right.
Be
okay. And then you wouldn't be able to call in.
Yes.
That's true. Wow. That's heavy stuff. Yeah. Thank you, Alicia. I mean, she was almost, on the side of the road. It's still in mom.
Right.
Christian?
Yay.
The universe wants you dead.
Yeah, I got at least 3 stories. When I was 8 years old, my dad took me and my brothers down to Disneyland in Florida. And as soon as we got down there, we went to a slide that went into a pool. And I went down head first, and I knocked myself out. I hit my head on something. And the next thing I know, I'm laying on the side of the pool with the lifeguard over me, just coughing up a bunch of water.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you almost drowned.
Yeah.
And then 3 years after that, I was in Boy Scouts, and we were staying in these barracks, and we just learned how to do hangman nooses.
Oh, no.
So we put the hangman noose on the I-beam. And a rope on the beam that went across, and I hooked it up to my belt. And as soon as I hooked it up to my belt, the belt broke. So I was hanging by the hangman's noose about 15 feet off of the ground for about a minute and a half before anybody could come and save me, and have rope burns around my neck for about 3 weeks.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, and I had to go home and tell my dad that. And then when I was 22, I had a collapsed lung. I had to go in for emergency surgery, and they gave me a healthy dose of morphine, not knowing I was allergic to it, and it killed me on the table.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Is going on, Christian?
Kind of a funny story. When I was 5, I remember I was on a playground swinging on some swings, and I had like a bow and arrow dart that had a suction cup on the end of it, and I had it in my mouth, and I'm swinging sideways, and the end of the arrow hit the pole, and it suction cupped to the back of my throat. I had this nasty, like, summer cold, so I couldn't breathe, and I'm trying to run home pulling this thing out of my mouth. And
dude.
Yeah, finally I got it out about a block before I got home.
Oh.
I think the worst part of your story is that you're allergic to morphine.
I know. That's
how do you even have fun?
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.